From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Reporting from Washington, leaders of the six European Union founding countries are in Berlin today for an impromptu meeting to discuss the future of the EU after Britain's vote to leave the Union. Along with Germany, representatives from France, the Netherlands, Italy, Belgium, and Luxembourg are all at the government's foreign ministry building along the outskirts of Berlin. Within hours of the announcement that Britain would be leaving the European Union, world leaders began expressing disappointment. Christine Lagarde is head of the International Monetary Fund.
It will be some time until we know the nature of the future relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union. In the meantime, it will be important that there be clarity on the negotiation process and that it be carried in as smooth a manner as possible.
President Obama spoke while attending a conference in California.
But while the UK's relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
Not only leaders responded, but world markets also reacted, with the Dow Jones losing 6% and the British pound hitting a 30-year low. The militant group Al-Shabaab attacked a hotel near Mogadishu's airport today, setting off a massive explosion followed by gunfire. According to police, a suicide bomber set off a car bomb outside the hotel, killing at least four people in the attack and wounding nearly a dozen others. Witnesses said ambulances were rushing to the area. Police said an unknown number of people inside the hotel had been taken hostage. We expect to have more on this story in the next hour. This is VOA News. Pope Francis paid tribute to the 1.5 million Armenians killed in 1915 at the Genocide Memorial and Museum in Armenia's capital today. On Friday, the Pope denounced the World War I-era mass killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide, a term that enraged Ankara a year ago. Francis is on a three-day trip to Armenia. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 19 Ethiopian migrants have been found dead of suffocation in a container truck in Zambia. They were among 95 Ethiopians being smuggled from Tanzania into Zambia earlier this week. Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration report says they were crammed into the truck carrying bags of beans and groundnuts. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA this particular incident was widely reported in the Zambian media.
There were almost 100 in the container. You know, happily, most of them survived, but you can just imagine. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, there was an incident of drowned migrants who were being seen eaten by alligators or crocodiles. So we know it's a really tough migrant route, and some of the casualties have been horrific.
Millman says migrants routinely die while being trafficked, but this incident represents the largest number of known migrant deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Defense Department plans to repeal its ban on transgender service members, ending a year of contentious internal debate about how they can serve openly. The decision is expected to be announced July 1, according to newspaper USA Today, which cites a senior Pentagon official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Transgender troops can currently be discharged. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who must approve the change last year, said current regulations on transgender troops were outdated. Carter called for a review, saying the ban would be revoked unless there were indications of adverse impact. If that change is made, each service would have 1 year to implement the changes affecting recruiting, dress, and housing. Two people are dead in the western state of California and more than 100 structures destroyed as a wildfire that started Thursday afternoon continues to burn out of control in Kern County near the city of Bakersfield, which is one of the most agriculturally productive counties in the United States. The casualties were an elderly couple. Tyler Townsend is a firefighter in the region.
Well, it started right at the base of a mountain. And when you combine those three elements that I spoke about, fuel, weather, topography, you have light, flashy fuels, hot, dry, windy weather, and an uphill slope. That fire raced up the hill, and it's since grown significantly.
California Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in the county. Officials say it could be possible more victims are found in the rubble in coming days. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.